Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
2 Timothy 1:9, it says, He is that who, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, has saved us. Number two, He called us with a holy calling. So the first thing is He saved us with a holy calling, and then He called us with a holy calling. Two things, each with the holy calling. It was not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before time even began. Now, the calling of God on a person's life is essential if you're going to walk with God. Everybody in the room has callings upon their life, multiple callings upon their life, in order to help you to walk with God. You can't be led by God unless you're called by God. God calls and you follow the calling and you're being led. So if you're being led by God, it's because you heard the call of God in some specific area of your life. The first calling you're introduced to is the call to salvation. Like in Matthew 11:28, come unto me. That's the first calling in your life that you heard. And when you're an unsaved person, that's the only calling that matters at that point, is to come unto Him and be saved. So the calling is very, very important. And it is a, you sense the calling in your life. And this is one of those times when feelings enter into the equation. It's one of those times feelings enters in, because the calling is kind of a feeling. It's a nudging, it's a drawing. It's a persistent thought, perhaps, that happens in your mind. It is a tug upon your heart. It is a strong desire that comes upon you. People have these things, and these things, you could put them in the feelings category. The difference is that once you get that kind of a feeling, you're feeling to do something, go somewhere, step up like Ron did this morning, take on some new project, take on some new task, something that God is calling you to do, and therefore you're being led. And when that happens, it starts out as a feeling, but it's a feeling that is checked out in the Word of God. It's a feeling, but it's also checked out in the Word of God. The Word of God has to be the final say on it. For example, if you were called to go into Tennessee and build a cabin on top of the mountain and live there as a recluse for the rest of your life waiting for the rapture, that would not be a calling, because the Bible doesn't support that. The Bible supports you going into all the world and preaching the gospel. It doesn't support you becoming a monk or a recluse on a mountaintop, as nice as that might sound. So the Bible has to support your callings. And some callings, I know, especially when you're young in the Lord, some callings can be really crazy. You think you're being called to this, that, or the other thing, and it's really way out there. And so it's always the Bible becomes that which has to be referenced if you're going to follow any kind of a calling in your life that comes into the realm of feeling. It needs to line up with the Word of God. And it also, you must be reminded that a calling is not your job. A fella says, well, I'm called to be an auto mechanic. No, you're not called to be an auto mechanic. An auto mechanic's your job, it's not your calling. The Apostle Paul was a tent maker. It was never his calling to be a tent maker. He just was a tent maker, and that's how he made money and paid his bills. But you're not called to be an auto mechanic or a plumber or a carpenter or anything else. That's how you make your money and pay your bills. Paul's calling was apostleship. He was called to be an apostle, and that's what he told us in Romans 1:1. But his job was a tent maker. If he needed to make money, he'd stop and get himself a job making tents. He was experienced at it, or he'd do it as his own business. and he would make money that way and pay his bills that way if offerings weren't coming in, or if he didn't want to take the offerings. There were times he refused offerings because people would accuse him of being in it for the money. And so in order to avoid that kind of a accusation, he simply wouldn't take it. But tent maker was his job. His calling was to be an apostle, serving in the kingdom of God. Your calling has to do with the kingdom. It has to do with the kingdom. Now, a person might be called to go and go to nursing school and become a nurse practitioner with an intent to go into some other place and use that for the benefit of missions or whatever. They may be called in that sense to be a teacher, a nurse, or whatever, to prepare for missionary work or something on that line. But generally, our job is not our calling, and that's Ephesians 4 and verse 1. It's not our calling. Once you become a Christian, and as we said, the first calling that you and I encounter is the calling to come unto Christ, to receive him as our Savior. Once then that is a holy calling. It's a holy calling. The word holy is agios in the Greek. It means to be separate, to be set apart, to be separated. And we separate from our previous thoughts of how do I get to heaven. Well, I don't think there is a heaven. I'm being separated from that thought because you're preaching the gospel to me and telling me something totally different. I'm separated from the thing, well, I'm a good person, good people go to heaven. I'm being separated from that thought because you're telling me the gospel, which is the truth. And so the truth separates me from my former thinking, separates me from a lot of things, and once I embrace that truth, that's when the Holy Spirit enters my life and I become born again, regenerated, saved, however you want to term it. But first, you're separated from your previous thinking regarding heaven, hell, and all of that, and you're brought to Christ. That's a holy calling, a separating calling. So then, maybe the next calling in your life is to be gathered together with other believers. Now, not everybody does that. Some people sit home for years and never gather together. They have a free will. But the calling is on every believer, once you become a Christian, to gather together with other believers. That's a calling. In fact, the word itself in the Greek for church is to be called together. It's to be called together. And so then we might be, after that, you and I have a calling on our life to live clean. To live clean, whatever kind of dirt or filth or whatever we're into, to live clean. There is a calling on my life. It's not a command attached to condemnation if I don't. It is a calling. It is a drawing. It is a nudging. It becomes a desire in me to want to live without all of this garbage in my life. It's the calling that's on a Christian's life. Called to read the Bible. I know a number of Christians who never read the Bible. I don't know why. I can't answer that. But there is a calling for people to read the Bible because the Word of God reveals who Jesus Christ is. If you've got a relationship with Jesus, then you've got a relationship with your Bible. You can't walk and follow Jesus and not have your Bible. It doesn't go together. Christ is the Word, right? John 1:1. The Word was with God. The Word was God. You're not going to have a relationship with him without having it through your Bible. Because God is using that Bible to reveal his Son Christ to us from Genesis to Revelation. So anybody that's going after the Lord is got to have a relationship with the Bible. They're called to read the Bible. And even beyond that, they're called to study the Bible. Read it, and then to draw near with other people, like we're going to see Saturday night. We're just having another home fellowship opening up. People called to study the Bible beyond reading it. To examine it, to study words, to study context, to study Bible background, to study meanings and so forth, to study it beyond reading it. Reading it is beautiful, and then we study it. And then we are called to share our faith, as was mentioned this morning in the outreach meeting. There's a calling on it. There's not only a great commission on the church to go and do it, but there's a calling in my life to share my faith. And you know that. You got saved, you became a Christian, and then you started sensing in your heart, oh, I would love to be able to share that with this person. Oh, I want this open door to be able to share it with my family, or to share it with my dad, or to share with my mom, or to share with this person I'm working with. There's always that inside thing that goes on. It's that nudging, it's that pulling. That's part of the calling, to share your faith with someone else. Because we live by callings. The believer lives by callings. God is always calling us to something. He calls us to love one another. If you're not doing anything else, you can love the person beside you. Give them a big hug. We're called to love each other, even when we fail, even when we're grumpy, even when we're cranky, even when we're not lovable. Love each other. Part of the calling on the Christian life. As we said, we're not under the law, we're not under commands, where if we don't live up to that, we're condemned. I command you to do this, you don't do it, I condemn you. We're not under that, we're under grace. And God operates in the realm of calling us to lead us into those things that he would have us do in this earth while we're here, prior to the rapture, or to the other thing that happens if you leave before the rapture. But we are called, and it's a holy calling. It's a calling that separates us from something. Even if you're called to, Ron said, called to come out on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, you're being separated from your time. You could do other things with that time. You've got other things you could do, like stay in bed, watch wrestling on television. I mean, you could do things. I don't even know if it's on Saturday mornings anymore. Used to be years ago. I used to go door to door in Puerto Rico, and every door wrestling was on Saturday morning. Every single, lucha libre! Fortunately, I was big. I could tell them I was a luchador. I was a wrestler. But every door, they love that stuff over there. But we are called. Myrtha knows. She's a big wrestling fan. But then, you know, God even more specifically calls us. He calls us to take on various tasks in the kingdom. The kingdom starts here in the church. This is his kingdom. Every other church that we are the lights in the world, in a world filled with darkness. Churches are where God's kingdom is being established in the hearts of the people, not on the property we're on, but with the hearts of the people. That's where his kingdom is. And we are part of his kingdom. And of course, there's a kingdom age coming, which is different. It's the millennial reign and so forth. But we are in our hearts his kingdom. The kingdom of God is and in that thing, God specifically calls people.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.